stark warning from President Biden. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News.
If Russia makes a choice to further invade Ukraine, we are jointly ready and all of NATO is ready.
The president with the comments after a sit down with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz at the White House, where he also said there will no longer be a Nord Stream 2 pipeline to Europe if Russia continues its actions. The president said the U.S. and Germany are working in lockstep to further deter Russian aggression in Europe. About 100,000 Russian troops are assembled near the border with Ukraine. Russian President Vladimir Putin just out of a meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron with the warning of his own that if Ukraine joins NATO, European countries will be drawn into military conflict with Russia. Two governors taking steps to eliminate mask mandates.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy announced in his weekly COVID briefing,
effective Monday, March 7th, the statewide school mask mandate will be lifted.
Child care centers are included. Murphy says those who choose to mask up still can, but his action ensures
the huge step back to normalcy for our kids.
In Delaware, Governor John Carney is ending a universal mask mandate this Friday, but he extended a mask requirement in public and private schools and child care centers until the end of March, saying his state is in a much better place after an Omicron surge. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont also ending the state school mask mandate effective February 28th, but local school boards will be able to decide whether they're still required. The Air Force has been ordered to pay more than $230 million in damages to survivors and victims' families of a 2017 Texas church shooting for failing to flag an assault conviction that might have kept the gunman from legally buying the weapon. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
An Illinois judge puts off a hearing over a former Chicago area cop's bid to overturn his murder conviction.
A judge in Will County, Illinois, delaying for 3 months a hearing on Drew Peterson, a former suburban Chicago area police sergeant, in his request to vacate his 2012 murder conviction in the killing of his third wife, Kathleen Savio, after Peterson's attorney said that he needs more time. Savio's death was originally ruled accidental, but after Peterson's fourth wife, Stacy Peterson, disappeared in 2007, investigators reopened the case. Peterson has not been charged with her disappearance. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
An internal review conducted last year by the White House found credible evidence that top scientist Dr. Eric Lander bullied staffers and treated them with disrespect, but the White House says he will stay on the job after getting counseling. Two major airlines are combining to create one of the largest airlines in America.
Spirit Airlines and Frontier Group will combine in a stock and cash deal valued at $6.6 billion. Frontier and Spirit expect the deal to close in the second half of this year. They plan to bring more ultra-low fares to more travelers in more destinations across the U.S., Caribbean, and Latin America. The companies say they will be serving 145 destinations in 19 countries and will create 10,000 direct jobs by 2026. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Spotify again saying it won't cancel Joe Rogan. The latest comments from the company coming after a video surfaced of the podcaster using the N-word. The latest controversy coming after Grammy Award-winning singer India Arie posted a montage of Rogan using the word on his shows. Rogan apologized, saying the word was taken out of context, but also saying he had no right to use it and will never do so again. I'm Lisa LaSera, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.